Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His Word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the Word behind the veil.
One reason people's faith doesn't work is they don't spend the time. They don't spend the time with the Lord. They don't spend the time with the Holy Spirit. They go to church once a week and thereby thinking they have a walk with God. And that's not a walk with God. If you're going to walk with Him, then you need to spend time with Him. You've got to talk to Him. You've got to listen. You've got to spend time in His Word. You've got to spend time.
You know, one of the things that kind of works with that in Malachi, it talks about tithing. And in my perspective, tithing would also include your time. And if you consider 24 hours a day, that's about 2.5 hours each day that you should spend minimum in seeking the Lord, reading the Word, in worship, whatever aspect you feel you need to work on.
Isn't that where we're headed, Alan?
Yes.
Isn't that the cry of our heart, to be able to give our all?
Mm-hmm.
And it's really exciting to even contemplate that.
Yes.
He's looking for those people who give beyond what they're capable of.
I want to make sure this comes across properly. Our time, whether it's a 10%, 120%, it's out of a heart of love. It's not out of a duty. It's not out of an obligation. That becomes a legalistic thing, and it never works. You don't get brownie points because you spend 8 hours a day with God. The point is out of your love and your drive to be in His presence and to spend time with Him, you actually begin to have a relationship with Him. And I think when I started this, I was saying why your faith doesn't work. If you're spending 10 minutes or an hour a week in a service, maybe you read the Bible a little bit at home or something, and you expect to have a walk with God, it's kind of like expecting to have a marriage relationship with your wife and you see her once a week for an hour. It doesn't go over real well in a relationship. It doesn't go very well with the Lord either.
One of the interesting things about this is you stop and think about what we're talking about, and up comes the word. How do I do this? I've got to go to work tomorrow. What am I supposed to do? I'm commuting. Or I'm driving to work, I got to pay attention to where I'm going. I've done that before. My head's off somewhere else, drive right by my exit. And boy, do I hate that. And the answer is, how do we do this? Because God is Spirit. We walk in the Spirit. And our connection to God is first in the Spirit. And if prayer is on your heart, or waiting upon the Lord is on your heart, or if whatever God is laying on your heart, do it first in the Spirit. Take your will and set your spirit to be doing that. And there are so many people that you want to bless. You can set your spirit, and I do this many times. Start the day out. I set my spirit to be blessing those people, Lord, who you bring me in contact with, and I go about my business. And you can stop and, you know, kind of build that up, spend a few minutes talking to God about it, set your spirit.
I think it comes right down to the fact that our whole life is walking before God. As we go to work, we are doing it unto the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
As we are at home, we are doing that unto the Lord. We're not going to spend 24 hours a day in the Word. You know, you've got to have, there's a lot of different aspects to a walk with God that you can do as you're walking through your day.
I'm glad we're talking about this because there needs to be a balance. In other words, you have work, maybe you have children, you need to spend time with those children, developing relationship with them. You need to spend time with your wife, continuing the relationship with her, developing it deeper. You've got other responsibilities, and you need to take care of those. But I think it starts out, at least, with an emphasis in your heart. Ed was saying, it's your priority of your heart through the day. If you have a demanding job, because your heart loves the Lord, it can be small things. You can get up and spend 5 minutes with the Lord in the morning. You can spend 5 minutes at lunchtime. You can pray little prayers for your coworkers here and there. You get home, you're tired, you want to spend some time with the kids, with the family. And then you spend maybe 5-10 minutes, maybe half an hour, whatever you've got, with the Lord. It doesn't have to be this demanding schedule. It's your heart. It will develop. And as your schedule loosens up, if your heart really is turned to the Lord, you'll spend more time with Him because it's out of the heart of love. If you try to do this as a discipline, not going to work.
It has to come from you loving the Lord with all your heart. You know, going back to Deuteronomy 6 and the Shema, you love the Lord, and that's what gives you the drive, the hunger for the connection. I would also tend to say, because I had a demanding job myself, I remember a specific time frame. I was working 15-hour days, 7 days a week for 3 months, and my physical body was pretty worn out. But my focus on the Lord was pretty good. And it's just like certain situations, you go, Father, what's the answer here? What's the answer there? And you just communicate with Him in what you're doing. You're inviting Him into your life also in what you're doing. He knows we have to work. He knows we have to earn money to eat and have shelter and so forth. We don't want to limit how our communication with the Holy Spirit, with the Father, with Jesus Christ, whoever you're talking to, we don't want to limit how they can converse or how they can be with us. Even driving, you know, you drive and you're just thanking God for the beautiful scenery on your way to work. I think God understands. And, you know, as what Ed said, if you do it as unto the Lord, He's going to use whatever application you're going through during that day, He'll use it to His benefit. He'll never waste a moment of our time. So that means, to me, when we're at work or when we're in the midst of something that's down and dirty and stuff, He's still there.
The provision of spearing the honeycomb is a wonderful principle that I think God operates on a lot. As you're talking about communication and relationships and relating, it's not all verbal, or
correct.
It's not all a communication that you can hear, because your relationship is a flow in the Spirit, a flow of love. You're loving Him and He's loving you. So over that wavelength of communication come things like strength, the transference of His broken heart, a transference of His humility, a transference of His joy. There's so much that God ministers to us because it's a walk in the Spirit. Mm-hmm. It's where you set your spirit. God's communication, it covers all things.
Mm-hmm.
Just like He says, I'll give you all things. I firmly believe that we receive a lot that we don't understand. We may not even know how to register it because he puts it in as a deposit of his nature that when he wants it, he'll call it forth.
I love the way this conversation is going because our walk with God, obviously, we're dealing with an entity that's invisible.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is a side of our walk with God that's mystical, very mystical. But on the other hand, there's a practical aspect that comes back to balance. You can have the pendulum, and you see sometimes you'll see people with their pendulums way over one side, and they're just this very mystical, visionary type person, but they're no earthly good. And then you have the other side where you have someone that is dumb as a nail as far as spiritual things go. They never have a vision. They don't have any experiences, but they do read the word and they're what you would call a servant. They go and they'll do whatever to help people. But we're trying to come to a balance where, yes, we are servants. We love to help people. We love to bless people. We like to be in the Word, that type of stuff. Those are kind of boot on the ground things that we do. At the same time, developing these ears and eyes and faculties of our spirit, because God is a spirit and we want to get to know Him for real.
Experiencing the impartation of God's Word through His family is life. Has this time in His presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils His Word to us live behind the veil.